Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about biokineticism, and Nick Akampora is one of the best, I think, in the business. Certainly, that is my impression and my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Because you might recall, not too many months ago, in this very studio, Nick came in for a chat about running, really, about how you can, I suppose, get the most out of your ability to move. And I was kind of skeptical, because that's the way I generally tended to roll back in those days, because you know, I've never really been much of an exercise bunny, as I called myself earlier. Mm-hmm. And Chantel is very much more into physical fitness, etc., etc. And I admire people that they go that route. But then Nick came in and said, "No, hang on a second. This is kind of off. If you apply yourself to a little bit of bio, you will be amazed at the difference." And I said, "Okay, here's the deal. Challenge. I'm going to, if you're prepared to walk the talk, I will be your, the first flop you've ever had." And he said, "Come." And Nick's in the studio right now. I got to tell you, I cannot believe the difference. And I'm not just blowing smoke.
No, I've seen it.
I'm an absolute fan. I'm a convert. No, but seriously, because listen, many, many years ago, I was a wild fella from the East Rand, and you know, motorcycles and fast vehicles and things like that, and they tended to often let me down in the most unfortunate manner. So you know, after many years of coming to the conclusion that, well, you know, you pay for the sins of your wild youth by just your body is broken and it's not going to move properly ever again, so handle it, just suck it up. And that was the way I thought it was going to be for a long time. How many months? Welcome, Nick. Nice to have you back in the studio.
Oh, welcome.
How many months ago was that? That wasn't long.
I think about 3.5 months. No, yeah.
And I can honestly say the difference between then and now, for me, because I was never able to go for a walk really with the dogs, mm-hmm. and without. And I say this kind of, you know, over-dramatize the thing, but every step I took on my left leg was painful. Not just mildly uncomfortable. It was really painful from serious damage. And I used to actually hate moving because of the pain. I'd go to exercise, go and try something. It would just exacerbate the pain. So I would just give up. What's the point? And nothing was going to work ever. 3.5 months ago, you said, "Let's go. Let's do a little bit of bio." And tell us the principles on which this works, because I say it's like magic. Mm-hmm. You know? Because how is it possible that you couldn't walk properly 3 months ago? Now I can go for a long stroll with the animals and love every minute of it.
Well, before starting that, I just want to say thanks for your kind words. I mean, it is a two-way street though, eh, Dave? Like, you committed yourself. You've been coming through consistently day in and day out through tough times and the good times. You've committed to that goal, and you are reaping the rewards of it now. So yes, I may be guiding you in the right direction, but it takes two to tango, so to speak. Eh?
But what I was saying to Chantel earlier was that the interesting thing about biokineticism is that it seems to be the ability to identify when you're doing an exercise wrongly. You know, I've been to gym, I've tried everything, and I've actually applied my, and I realized that I've been doing these things, trying my best, but just a little tiny shift of approach in technique, maybe, that should be doing it from here to there, not from here to, it makes an enormous difference. And that, I think, is part of the biokinetic discipline.
Approach, yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Look, I think the main thing is starting from a solid base and something that you didn't have at all. So we've had to build a big foundation in terms of the most basic exercises. I mean, if you watch Dave coming into the gym, it's not like he's busting into a sweat and pushing as hard as he can through every single rep. It's about more control, teaching him how to move his body. And it's all about each individual at the end of the day. It's whatever they need to get out of the exercises.
Yeah, the better your form. And I think that is what a biokineticist teaches you.
But I want to tell you, if you're listening to this and you're feeling, I mean, I was an extreme example, but because of serious abuse. I mean, I smashed my body. But you might just be suffering from having just sat still for an awfully long time and carrying a bit too much weight, like me. And so you think, well, I can't really improve from here. I'm too old. I'm too set in my ways. My body. Do yourself a favor. Just listen to this chat because it's going to change your life. You see, the thing is, I used to dislike exercise because I'd make a commitment, you know, New Year's resolution. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to lose weight. Going to fit. Mm-hmm. So I'd go on a crazy diet and then I'd go to gym. Mm. And I would hurt myself. Literally, I would ache like crazy. I would hate it. I wouldn't want to go. It was like torture. It reminded me of basic training back in the 70s. And I was, you know, I made a vow then I would never do it again. And I just, it was a self-defeating prophecy. That was it. You know, I tried my best, and I'm sure you do the same. And if you're listening to this and you're nodding your head, you want to get, you want to just have an, you want to be able to move through the world without pain and move easily and enjoy going for a stroll with the grandkids or the dogs or enjoy it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be painful. And the magic is if you just literally start slowly, that's what I found remarkable about the bio approach. You don't have to go there and do, I mean, well, we do 45 minutes, but it's not at a killer pace that by the end of the first 10 minutes you want to vomit and you want to die. And you
we
want
can
to,
change that, eh?
Yeah, no, I don't, because that's the point.
I was about to say, don't come train with me then. Mm-mm.
You see, you are probably one of those people that puts people like me off because you don't want to go there and look like a flop. You want to go there and show how tough you really used to be.
No,
I'm just saying, Dave. Generally, that's how we approach these things. We go in there, we want to compete, we want to compare, we don't want to appear to be like the flop in the corner there. And so we try too hard or we push too hard and we hurt ourselves.
Truthfully,
and then we don't go back.
I just want to say though, truthfully, like no one is literally watching you at the gym. I know people go there and as a beginner, you think all these people are watching me. We are so focused on our own training that we are not watching.
Let me tell you what, I'm watching. I watch people in the gym. I know. And if I'm doing it, everyone's doing it. But getting back to this bio thing, biokineticism is like a, is it a new discipline? I only recently heard about it.
Look, it's a fairly new discipline. It started in the 90s, and it's a proudly South African discipline, this exercise therapy. And I think to get to the root of it, it's about making exercise and movement part of your lifestyle. Rather than looking at something like you're saying, New Year's resolution, I want to get fit, I want to lose weight, I want to get on a diet. You know, that all those words are a means to an end. It means you're committing to 3 months and that's all you're going to do. But the thing about exercise and longevity within exercise is about finding what makes you tick for a prolonged period of time and something that you can sustain for a prolonged period of time. Because the benefit of it is not something like you go to one appointment and you sort it out. You know, it's something you're only seeing the benefits after 3 months, 4 months, and the benefits compound after that. But you have to get through that initial period of your body fighting back. And I think in terms of the exercise perspective, I personally fully believe it is the best medicine that anybody can have. And I think having that approach is what really influences the clients that I see in general.
I wanted to second that and to third that because it's all about approach. And I've watched you with other clients as well. You kind of do an assessment initially, and I think this is very important because everyone is different. Everyone has different expectations and everyone has different ability, different levels of fitness and different injuries that they're working with. I'm sure that all of us are unique in a sense. And instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, like it used to be back in the day, you'd go and do aerobics. Everyone line up and now you just keep up as best you can. This is kind of not helpful. when you're not fit, it just makes things worse. The bio approach tends to be, let's see what the problem is, and then let's build something on that step by step and slowly and manageably and sustainably we can get through what the problems are. Because it's like anything, it's like forming a habit. And I never thought in a million years, and I promise you this is true, that I would look forward to going to gym.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that. And I thought people that said that they're going to have a good workout, I thought they're absolutely lying. How can you look forward to going? Nick's been away for a week. He did the Cape Town Marathon. Yeah. And he was away for a couple of days, not a week. But and so I've been off for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And you missed it.
I missed it. Oh, that's the first time ever.
Yes. We achieved what we set out to.
But the beauty is, listen, I mean, this is the whole point. And I'm probably an average kind of candidate for what you do in your biokinetics is the class. Hmm. You're now moving across to a new facility very shortly. And you're bringing on board a couple more bios so that you can offer the service to more people, because obviously it's difficult. You've got only so many hours in the day, and it's kind of important that you focus on, because individual attention is where I think the magic lies. Initially, I'm sure once you get the hang of it, you can then carry on. But initially, that's the thing. So where are you moving to? What are the plans?
So we're moving to the Odyssey building, just next to the old Belita Bay Mall that they've just finished rebuilding, the Fit24 in there. So we're going to partner up with Fit24, and we're going to be providing our biokinetic services out of that gym going forward from the 1st of November. So we're quite excited about the move. Look, we've been on our own for a long time, and there's a lot of attachments to our current IMF space, but you know, change is good, and we're looking forward to new challenges ahead and broadening our spectrum to even a bigger client base.
Now, obviously, for many folk listening to this, the biokineticism may not necessarily...
Biokinetics.
It's an interesting word. They could have made it more simple, like
make it sound, you know, like an exorcism.
I was just thinking like that.
It is exorcism in a sense. I promise you, it's like that. But it needn't be as extreme as I'm talking about, because I mean, I was an extreme case. But I suppose almost anyone at any level in their fitness could benefit from a session.
For sure. But I also think that you are not doing a favor to yourself by saying you're on the outer spectrum. I think there's many people in your case that feel like they cannot exercise, and exercise is not going to work for them. And I can guarantee you that, you know, exercise is the one thing that you should all be doing, regardless of age, regardless of your history, regardless of injuries. There's always something for you, and it's the one thing that's going to safeguard you from your future well-being. I think a lot of us have this backward mindset of we're just going to destroy our bodies until there's the next best pill that we can take, and it's going to sort us out really quick. And I see that in my practice day in and day out, and there isn't a next best pill. There's time and commitment to building yourself over a period of 3, 6, 9 months and a lifetime.
Well, I think you can see almost there is definitely a shift, because if you think back in time, not too far back, people got to a certain age, and then they all went to, I'm not going to name a store that carries those funny clothes that are like expandable, that you just wear frumpish, almost like, you know, those frocks and those pants with a tie and just shuffle along almost in slippers, because they're old. You're old and you're finished. And that was like, you know, 60. It's changed a huge amount now. There's still those around. There are plenty. Go and have a look. You'll just see them. And it's quite sad, because you can be actively healthy and happy well now into your later old age.
Well, I've said it before, and I maintain it, obviously, because of what I've studied, that exercising, weight training, any sort of resistance training, exercising, you know, it is the fountain of youth. There is no other shortcut to that. It is the fountain of youth. That is it.
Well, I see that the majority of folk that come to biokinetics tend to be a huge cross-section. It's from people that are definitely rehabilitating to people that are super athletes. Yeah. You can see they're extremely fit and they just want to get better form or maybe recover from a niggle. And the whole cross-section in between that, and every single one of them is getting benefit, huge benefit. So it's a wonderful service. Am I sounding enthusiastic enough? Because I'm feeling very enthusiastic.
You sound enthusiastic.
Yeah, no, but it works.
Good, because you're going to wake up tomorrow and want to go to gym.
I do. I know. I do, because suddenly I'm actually enjoying being able to move again. Yeah. And that is like, I mean, it's a bit miraculous in a sense, you know, when you get back a sense that you've thought you've lost, that you have COVID and suddenly you can't taste anything, and then suddenly it comes back and you think, wow, what have I been? Well, you know what, if you let yourself go and you succumb to the fact that, well, I'm just over the hill now and that woe is me, I'm carrying too much, I'm never going to move again, I just have to accept that. No, you don't have to do that. You don't. Literally, just take a word of advice. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Have a chat with Nick Akampora. Hey, I'm telling you, this guy's got the secret sauce.
the magic hands.
So Nick, you and the team, SA Biokinetics, moving across from the little building that you're in at the moment on Bolito Drive, you're now going across to the Fit 24 building at the end of this month.
Correct.
So you'll have bigger premises to operate from, and you can obviously accommodate more people, which is good news, because I'm sure after this there's going to be more that want. No, I'm serious. I mean, if someone told me that 3 months ago that I would be looking forward to moving a little bit more and getting out there and enjoying things, I would have said, yeah, nice. I'll smoke another one of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, this is good stuff. For anyone listening that wants to find out more about what you can do for them, whether they're a runner that wants to improve their time, because that, I believe, is also very much part of the lifestyle in this part of the world. People are out and about and wanting to do better, but, you know, hitting a wall and thinking, well, you know, how do I overcome that? You're very good at that. Then there's folk that are rehabilitating from injuries, very good at that. People want to lose weight, you're very good at that. And then people that want to literally get back their life. You're excellent at that. So now, who wouldn't want to be talking to you? How do we get hold of you?
So to get a hold of me, you can simply pop me a message on my private Instagram, Nick the Bio, Nick underscore the Bio.
So Nick the Bio. Just N-I-C the Bio.
N-I-C underscore the Bio.
N-I-C underscore. You guys make it so complicated, man. The underscore is what's going to trip these things. N-I-C with a little underscore. It's like a dash. The bio, one word. Nick the bio dot.
That's it.
Very easy. You go to Instagram, you search it like that.
Search for that. Pop me a message. Ask me any question you want.
Listen, we've been trying to teach people how to use their phones so they can stream us on audio. You think they're going to know how to do this? Download
another app now.
Okay. And for those that don't know about Instagram and all that, which is probably quite a few people in Bolito.
Well, they're welcome to go on to our website, www.sabiokineticists.com, and just pop us a question onto our commonly asked contact us area. And I get that email, so I'll be able to answer you as well.
SABiokineticists.com.
Yes.
Or if you're just like me and you want to go physically to see someone, take a stroll at the moment, and for the next week you'll be able to find Nick and the team at the IMF gym. Which is, you know, where that new what used to be the
old Caltex,
the Caltex garage, now the Shiptech garage with the Everest building, is right next to that. It was a gym, the locker room, then it became a church, and now it's a gym again, and it'll probably become a church later again, because, you know, that's how we roll.
It was also a nightclub.
Is it? Was it?
Maybe it'll become
a nightclub. But at the moment, it's a gym again. It's called the IMF gym. And there you'll find SA Biokinetics, and you'll find Nick and the team. But in a week's time, they're moving across to Fit 24, and you'll be able to get hold of them there. I'm a firm believer in face-to-face. So, you know, pop in and make an appointment, make yourself known. Nick, I want to thank you very publicly for giving me back my life.
Thanks, Dave.
I don't know what you say to a guy that's giving you back your life, but I feel like that. And I look forward to seeing you in the gym tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate all the kind words, and I just want to say, keep pushing on. You've only just seen the tip of that iceberg.
Man, I am such a fan, I can't tell you. That's Nick Akampora, Nick the Bio, N-I-C underscore the Bio on Instagram, or SA Biokinetics.
Biokineticists.
Oh, you see.
Better, pick up a Life and Style magazine where all our details are
there.
There
you go. Even better.
You see. It doesn't just make the body work better. The mind works better as well. It's Nick Akampora, SA Biokinetics. And if you have a niggle of any description or you want to get your life back on track, I can't say more than that. He is the man, and his team are outstanding. Nick, I look forward to seeing you in the same gym tomorrow, and come back and chat some more on the radio.
Thanks, guys.